It's time now for a look through some of the day's newspapers, and I'm joined by Deeptika Laurent. Deepti, Romanians are going to be heading to the polls this weekend for the second round of voting.
Yeah, that's right. It's an election with huge repercussions for all of Europe because of this man here you see on the front page of Politico's magazine today. This is George Simeon, a wild card who's setting the EU's nerves on edge. He's the favorite, considered the favorite, and a hard right populist, Donald Trump-loving presidential candidate who could take Romania in a direction away from the pro-Brussels traditional mainstream viewpoint. As you see there, he's on the front of Politico. The website of Politico also talking about the Russian elections on the front of its website today. The website noting that early polls show the centrist rival Nicolae Ciordan, the mathematician mayor of Bucharest, catching up, but the polls are still not quite 100% accurate. But Politico explains in its coverage today in this article that it has been quite an unusual election campaign. The election has been fought largely on TV and social media. Neither candidate has spent much time campaigning on the ground. Simeon hasn't even been in the country a lot, and he's only appeared once in one debate with his rival, Alison.
And the Romanian press has actually been reacting to this coverage from Politico.
Absolutely. You have it here. In particular, they were reacting to this article here. This is the Romanian Daily. In this article, it looks at notably the similarities between Italy's Giorgia Meloni and George Simeon, and references that political article. Now, the Daily noting that the two are most similar in terms of how they want to open up their respective countries to trade with the US, for instance. But the article does say that Simeon, if he wins, he will discover, like Meloni did in some ways, that populism as preached and populism as practiced are two different things, and that this could affect his own popularity within his own electorate. Meanwhile, for this business paper called Bursa, a Romanian daily, it takes on a bit more of a cartoonish take of the elections this Sunday. The paper saying that Romanians have a choice between, quote, the plague and cholera. The two candidates, as you see here, decked out in futuristic outfits. The second tour perceived as a science fiction film, a Romanian-Russian production, in reference, of course, to Simeon's closeness to Russia.
Very Terminator, that image. Meanwhile, French paper Le Monde has published a report by two Romanian journalists who are on a road trip to meet the Romanian diaspora.
Absolutely. And this is the report is in Le Monde this Friday. Now, it's an article that talks about these two Romanian journalists who decided to hit the road in a camper van traveling all across Europe to document the lives of Romanians who have fled the country, or not fled the country, but who have left the country since Romania joined the EU. It's believed around 2 to 5 million Romanians live in Western Europe now. And of that Romanian diaspora, 60% voted for George Simeon in the first round. So this is also the reason they wanted to find out why. It's interesting. Life is not always easy for Romanians on the road. Many are in precarious jobs in which they are exploited. And this is an argument that George Simeon has referenced time and time again in his campaign.
It's going to be interesting to see who wins that election. Next, Deepti, some good news for science. An infant boy with a rare genetic disorder has been healed in what was a groundbreaking gene editing treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll try my best to sort of explain it as simply as possible. But this is KJ here. He's a 9.5-month-old boy who was born with a genetic disorder that affects 1 in 1.3 million babies. It's a disorder that nonetheless offers very little chances of surviving. So his parents were faced with a terrible choice: palliative care or cutting-edge technology. They chose the latter, and now he's become the first patient to receive custom gene editing treatment. So the New York Times explains that his disorder is a result of a single incorrect DNA letter in the human genome. Researchers concocted an infusion that was covered in fatty lipid molecules that was sent down to the little boy's liver. inside the lipids were instructions to command the cells to produce an enzyme that edits a gene. Now, the revolutionary research was built on decades of federally funded research. The problem with rare disorders is that it is not viable for companies to spend time and money trying to come find a cure because it affects so few people. But this is sort of a customized technology that could be rolled out to different patients. Notably, it foregoes all those expensive years of development and testing. And as I said, offers hope to many others suffering with rare genetic disorders.
An amazing story. Great news for that adorable little boy. Speaking of genetics, Deep D, the Times of London has shed some light on a question that many people have, apparently, why 80% of ginger cats are males.
Exactly. I admit, it's not a question I had. I didn't even know 80% of ginger cats are male, but there you have it. It's actually due to genetics, according to the Times of London. Now, new research shows that a majority of ginger cats are indeed male. It's caused by this RGAP36 gene within pigment cells. Now, in other animals like orangutans or humans, the chances of being ginger are pretty much 50-50 because the genetic disruption occurs earlier. Now, in cats, it occurs when there are the X chromosomes. Now, the male cats obviously have XY chromosomes, which means that they only need one variant to be a ginger, whereas the female chromosome, the XX chromosome, need two variants. It explains, at least in part, why most ginger cats, about 80%, are indeed male.
All right, you learn something new every day, that there are 80% of ginger cats are male and why that is. Deep D, thank you so much for today's press review. That was Deep D. Laurent with the press review. Time for us to take a short break. Stay with us if you can on France 24.